Wait until you hear what my friend JC said to me. She said, I met the most amazing man today. He came to my house and told me that his bank has a special deal at the moment. If I give them $10 every month, then at the end of 2 years, the bank will give me $500. $500 all of my own. I think I'm going to do it. Just think what $500 will do. I could pay some of our bills or buy some new clothes. We could eat at a restaurant every night. We'd be rich. Maybe you should do this too. We could be rich together.
Hello and welcome to Women of Hope. We are so glad that you can be with us today. I'm Carol, and Tammy, JC sounded very excited about her new plan to get rich.
Well, it does sound good, doesn't it? She gives the bank $120 in small amounts each month, and then at the end of the time, they give her $500. That's four times what she paid them. But is this just all too good to be true? JC is already dreaming of all the things she could spend her money on. Do you ever dream of having enough money to live without fear about bills or big costs? Do you dream about a new set of clothes or eating a meal you don't have to cook? I know, I do. But as we dream about having more money or a more comfortable life, we must be careful not to let ourselves be deceived by people who just want to take advantage of us.
It's a sad fact that there are people in this world, men and women, who want to steal money from others. Some people steal money from your pocket or your house when you're not looking, and other people will tell you lies and false stories so that you'll give your money to them. And these people are known as scammers. Scammers want two things from you, your money or your personal details. They might come to your door, call you on the phone, or write you a letter and tell you of all their grand plans. And their offers, oh, they'll always be amazing, with lots of rewards for you. But what they're telling you is not the truth. It's a scam. They will lie and make false promises to you just so that they can have your money or your information. And today, we want to talk about those scams and the way that people can lie to you to take your money or your information. We hope that this is going to be a help to you for you to be wise to protect yourself from being a victim of these hurtful, hurtful people.
Now, let's talk about JC's story for a little while. First, you need to know that my friend JC is a single mom. Her husband left her for another woman, and she alone cares for her children and grandchildren. Over the last few years of her life, it's been difficult, and she needs to be very careful with her money to make sure that she can buy all that she and her family need. So, it's easy to see how the idea of giving up a little bit of money each month for a huge reward sounded really good to her.
The truth is that this man who came to JC's door was a scammer. He was hoping that JC would agree to give him money each month. But even if she did this, there would be no money at the end of the 2 years for her. None. Or perhaps even worse, if JC was unable to pay some time during those 2 years, he might even demand more money or threaten to cancel the whole deal. Have you ever heard the saying, if a deal sounds too good to be true, then it probably is? This just means that if an offer sounds wonderful with lots of rewards, but it won't cost you much, it's most likely some kind of a lie or a scam. Scammers want you to be so excited by the chance of wealth and a comfortable life that you agree to their plans very quickly without too much planning or thinking.
So, how can we stop ourselves from being harmed by these scammers and liars? First, let's ask some questions. Lots of questions. Like, what happens if I can't pay my $10 one month? What happens if something bad happens to my family and I need to use that saved money? What papers can you give me to explain this deal? Or can you give me the address and phone number of the bank so that I can have my brother, my uncle, or father call them to find out more information? Unfortunately, scammers will probably have lies to answer most of those questions. But by asking them, you may just discover that some answers don't quite make sense. Now, in your culture, it may not be appropriate for a woman to question a man in this way. But by doing this, you may save yourself a lot of trouble and money.
The next thing you need to do is to ask someone for another opinion. The men and women who carry out these scams and lies like to make you feel all alone so that they can persuade you to do what they want. Okay, maybe you're embarrassed by your need for money, so you don't want to tell anyone else what you're thinking about doing. But you know what? This just makes you more vulnerable and likely to believe those lies. So, find someone you trust. Tell them about your need for more money and ask their advice about the plan that you've been told about. See what they think about the idea. Does it sound real or believable to them? If you know a person who knows about business or finance, they would be a great person to ask.
Oh, they would. Be aware that scammers are very clever. My friend JC was a single mother. She was struggling to pay her bills. Her father had passed away, and she was very alone. She was a great target for a scammer, as she did not seem to be very protected. Are you a good target? Have you recently gotten some money or land from someone's will? Do you have trouble understanding English? Are you so eager to have more money that you don't stop, ask, and think about all the details? Don't be a target and a victim for these liars. Be wise and think carefully before you begin any deals with money. Ask questions. Get another person's opinion and do some research.
It may also be possible to do some research about this company who's offering such great deals. So ask for a brochure or booklet explaining the company. Or use the internet to look up that company. Do they have a website? Ask friends in business to do some research for you. Or simply, does the company or person have a phone number in the phone book? Have a look and see. If they don't trust them. But remember, websites, brochures, phone numbers, all that can be created to make a company look real and honest. But by looking, you have a better chance of knowing if this is real or not. Your money and your personal information are very precious. A little bit of research now may save you lots of pain later on.
Today on Women of Hope, we are talking about people who want to steal your money or personal information. Scammers. When JC was talking to the man about investing her money in his bank, he wanted her to give him lots of details about herself. He wanted to know her full name, address, birth date, and what bank account the money should be put into at the end. This is information that a real bank needs to know. But with this information, a liar and a scammer can pretend to be you and get access to your money and do criminal things pretending to be you. Protect your personal details very carefully. Don't give anyone details about your bank accounts, ID numbers, or your date of birth unless you're sure they are who they say they are. Like your bank or a person you know very well. These details are your unique information, which the government uses to identify you. Don't let liars and cheats have the information they need so they can pretend to be you.
So, dear friend, be wise with your money and your information. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Get the opinion of others and look for more information. Don't believe the lies of hurtful people who want to hurt you and your family.
We've been talking today on Women of Hope about how hard it is sometimes to know who to trust. Yes, we will come across liars and cheats in our life, but God's Word, the Bible, is something you can always trust. It will always be true.
Do you ever feel scared about the future? When you hear about wars or earthquakes happening, does that worry you? Many people believe that everything that happens in this life is random, with no one in control. When people talk about bombs or nuclear explosions, it can really make us fear for our lives. But just like the people we talked about earlier who try to trick us into giving our money or personal information, we are being tricked into believing that God is not in control of what will happen in the future. To say that no one is in control is a lie or a hoax.
When Jesus was on earth, he spoke about the future and even talked about some of the scams that people would use to make us feel afraid instead of trusting that God is in control. Listen with us as Carol reads some of Jesus' words from God's Word, the Bible. See if you can find one of the lies Jesus talks about here. These words of Jesus are recorded in chapter 24 of Matthew's Gospel.
Now, while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? What will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?" Jesus replied, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.' They will deceive many. You will hear about wars and reports of wars, but don't be alarmed. These things must happen, but this is not the end yet. Nations and kingdoms will fight against each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in all sorts of places. But all these things are just the beginning of the sufferings associated with the end. They will arrest you, abuse you, and may even kill you. All nations will hate you on account of my name. At that time, many will fall away. They will betray each other and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because disobedience will expand, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be delivered. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. No one knows the day or the hour. The angels in heaven don't know. The Son himself doesn't know. Only the Father knows. So be on your guard. You don't know when the Lord will come. Homeowners never know when a thief is coming. And they are always on guard to keep one from breaking in. So always be ready. You don't know when the Son of Man will come."
Thank you, Carol, so much for reading that. Jesus had a lot to say about this, didn't he? Jesus said that there would be deceivers that would come before the end of the world. Twice, he warned that people would pretend to be him, the Messiah, God's chosen one. They would be false prophets, people speaking lies, not truth. In fact, Jesus' actual words were, "Many false prophets will come and fool a lot of people." The Bible says that Jesus will return to earth as judge of all people. Then after that, all those who believe in him will spend forever with God. But before that happens, many fake leaders and prophets will pretend to be the one. If their teaching and lifestyle don't fit with what the Bible says, don't believe them. They are liars and cheats.
There's another lie that tries to turn us away from the truth that God is in control of the future. And that's the idea that the world will be destroyed by one of the terrible events that happen on earth. Jesus tells about a few horrible things that will happen before he returns. He mentions wars and famines and earthquakes as just a few of the things that will happen. Followers of Jesus will be arrested and killed, and evil will be all around. In hard times, we can think that God has forgotten all about us and that he is no longer in control over the events that happen. That is another lie. Don't believe it. The truth is that God is loving and always with you, hearing your prayers even in the most difficult circumstances. That's why Jesus warned us that these things would happen, so that we don't need to worry. We can know that God is in control and that Jesus will come again soon.
There was one more thing that Jesus said needs to happen before he returns. Can you remember what it was? Here are the exact words Jesus used. He said, "When the good news about the kingdom has been preached all over the world and told to all nations, the end will come." So, the end of this world is also linked to everyone in the world hearing about Jesus, God's Son who died on the cross. He gave his life to mend the broken relationship between people and God that sin creates. Maybe that's why the time of Jesus' coming is unknown to everyone except God the Father. As God the Father is the only one who knows when the good news has reached every corner of the earth. This is another reminder that the end of this world is in God's control.
Friend, we never have to be afraid if we have trusted Jesus as our Savior. He has promised us many times in his word, the Bible, that if we trust in him, we are his forever. One of the most familiar verses in the Bible promises us that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. Aren't they fantastic words? As believers in Jesus Christ, we are saved, saved from the punishment of our sins and saved from spending eternity away from God and all his blessings.
The last thing Jesus said at this time was a warning. Always be ready. Jesus used the example of a thief breaking into someone's house to show how unexpected his return will be. Jesus gave us some clues about the events that will happen before he comes again, but even with that knowledge, it will come as a surprise to all of us, so we need to be prepared. How do we get ready for Jesus' return? How can we be saved? It's simple, really. We need to make sure our hearts are trusting in Jesus. We do that by praying to God and asking for his forgiveness. Then we can live each day trusting in him to guide us, to protect us and correct us when we make mistakes.
Would you like to be ready for Jesus' return? Would you like the peace of trusting in God for the future events in your life? Would you like to know that you will be with God forever? Then perhaps you would like to pray a prayer like this so that you too can be saved. Father God, thank you for creating me and this world that I live in. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross so that I can be forgiven. I am sorry for all the times that I have done things that I knew were wrong in my actions and my thoughts. Please forgive me. Jesus, I ask that you would come and live in me and show me how to live your way. Please help me to trust you and learn more about you. Amen.
If you prayed that prayer with Carol, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We'll be praying for you that you'll be wise and not be tricked by people who tell lies about Jesus and His love for you. Goodbye now, and God bless.